Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, The Angelique Show. I am your beautiful host, Angelique, the Diva Everett. This is my disability and women empowerment episode of my show and YouTube channel. I am drilled and got the opportunity to personally sit and chat with my newest friend and my special guest, Shamika Andrews. Hello, my friend Shamika. It has been a while.
Yes, hello. It's good to be here with you today.
I know the last time I interviewed you was for SN Action.
Yes.
I'm so glad to have you on my show and welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm Shamika Andrews. I live in Albany, New York. I've lived here all my life. I've been a disability advocate for almost 20 years now. So I continue to do things that empower people with disabilities like myself and work on things that I feel that are important to push that forward.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing to know. And it's a good thing you mentioned about empowerment because that was actually another question I was going to ask you about that. So, which I'll just kind of ask you that right now, so I don't even have to even worry about that. So how do you help to empower women with disabilities?
One of the ways that I do that is through a program called the Miss Wheelchair New York program.
Ooh.
Miss Wheelchair New York is one of 30 programs that are part of Miss Wheelchair America. We are an organization that empowers women who use wheelchairs through education and disability awareness and celebrate the accomplishments of women who use wheelchairs.
Oh, okay. So, when you were asking me that, you already said that already. But what is Miss Wheelchair? Miss is it like a pageant?
It is a program that focuses on advocacy,
Oh.
education, and disability awareness, and celebrating the accomplishments of women who use wheelchairs. We are not a beauty pageant. We're a public speaking competition.
Oh, we like different races and stuff.
Yes, the way the competition works is women from all over the state, depending on whatever state you're in, there's three parts to the competition. You have your judging interviews, where the judges ask you different questions about yourself and your advocacy work and your community service. Then you have your platform speech, which is the advocacy issue that you're going to advocate for if you win the title throughout your year. And it's a year responsibility. You get to hold the title and attend different events and promote your platform. Then you have an on-stage interview where you're asked two questions by the judges. So that's the platform of the competition itself. And after each of those sections, each woman gets a score, and whoever has the highest score gets to represent New York or their state, whatever state you're from. Like I said, there's currently 30 states that participate in the national
Oh.
competition. So the state, once you win your state, you get to go on to national competition and represent your state.
That's a lot of states.
Yes, it is. It is, but we're still trudging along, hoping to one day get all 50 states to participate.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Yes, definitely.
So what is spina bifida?
Spina bifida is a neurological condition. It is the incomplete development of the spinal column. So everyone born with spina bifida has what's called a lesion along their spine, which is where their spine was exposed when they were born. And usually the way it works is the higher your lesion is up on your spine, the more severe that your disability is. And everybody that has spina bifida, it's affected them differently. Some people, like myself, use power chairs, some use manual chairs, some don't use any chair at all and use walkers or canes or don't use any kind of device. So it affects each person completely differently.
Oh, okay. That's pretty interesting. What are the women's rights?
Well, a lot of what I work on right now have to do with women's rights, but also women with disabilities, because often some of these different groups don't know how to support those with disabilities that also belong to those groups, like women or LGBT. So I work on a lot of intersectionality and supporting and advocating for groups like women's groups and LGBT plus groups to be more accessible to people with disabilities.
Oh, okay. So since you mentioned LGBT, so are you like an advocate for LGBT?
Yes, I do a lot of work and support our local statewide group, which is called Pride Ability. And I've developed our website, so you can go on the website and our Facebook page to learn about what Pride Ability is in New York State. And there's other, you know, other states that are also coming up and developing Pride Ability groups that support people with disabilities that are LGBT plus.
Oh, you can, duh, I totally forgot. I interviewed you talking about the website. I totally forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot to remember. It's okay.
I know there is one right for women, which is voting. So are you going to vote? I know you always say you went to vote. So
yes, I usually vote in the early elections because I find that it to be a more accessible experience as far as how it's set up, and the people there are more, I find, are more supportive. So yes, I have already voted for this year. Yes, that's definitely a very important right for us to exercise, is that right to vote.
Yeah, I know before I was reading and women really didn't have the right to vote quite yet.
Yes. So
that's why I kind of mentioned that right, so.
Absolutely, I know that many women fought to have that right to vote. So yes, it's definitely very important.
So, what is your disability?
Well, my disability is spina bifida, like I talked about previously. So I was born with spina bifida, so I use a power chair to get around, and you know, that's a disability you have from birth. And so that's my disability. And since my lesion is in the center of my spine, it affects the lower half of my body. So my legs don't work as well. So I use a power chair, like I said.
That's really good. That's very interesting. Yeah, I know we had talked about it in the beginning part, so I thought, why not ask that question now? So, ooh, whoa. Well, we are Disability History Month have been passed already, but what did you do for Disability History Month?
Well, we did a lot of different types of presentations on disability rights and disability history throughout the month, and I participated with a lot of different webinars. I spoke at, besides it being disability history, it's also October was Disability Employment Month. So I did a lot of webinars and talks on employment and my employment experience and supporting people to not only find jobs, but supporting people that may want to own their own business.
Oh, okay. Now, I already asked you this question already, so I'm not going to ask you it. I am not going to ask you again because we already talked about it. So I'm just going to go down to the last question. How can people get involved with Miss Wilshire, New York?
Well, you can reach out to me through our Facebook page. We are on Facebook. It's you just type in Miss Wheelchair New York, and you should find our page. You do want to make sure that you are connected to Miss Wheelchair America, the Miss Wheelchair America website. Because there is another program called Miss Wheelchair USA,
Oh.
which is another program that supports women with disabilities. But the program that I work under is Miss Wheelchair America. So you can reach out to us either on Facebook, or you can reach us through the Miss Wheelchair America website if people are interested in participating in the program. We're actually getting ready for our next competition right now,
Oh.
which will be in March of next year.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay.
So yeah, so definitely people can reach out. We're always looking for contestants and judges and other people to volunteer to do other things with the competition as well. So if anybody's interested, they can always reach out to me.
Now I have to go off topic a little bit because I've been noticing on Facebook that you are a big fan of wrestling. I've been noticing a couple of wrestlers with you on your page. I'm like, I didn't know she's a big fan of wrestling.
Yes, that I have been a wrestling fan for a very long time, probably since I was a child. And I've been very lucky. We have a store here in New York called Heroes Hideout, and they have stores all over New York. And they do a lot of different wrestling meet and greets, and also some sports and horror, if you like horror movies. They also do like voice actors that, like voice different characters in movies. So it's a pretty cool place. And like I said, they have stores all over the place. They have one in Colony, in Albany. They also have one in Rochester. Lake George. So they do pretty cool things there. And so yeah, I've been able to meet a lot of the people that I grew up watching on TV, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, because I noticed a photo of you and, oh my God, Booker T. Because I love Booker T. And when I seen the photo of you and Booker T, I'm like, oh my God.
Yes, I had the pleasure of meeting him at the Wrestling Hall of Fame. They had it here. The International Wrestling Hall of Fame had their event here at a local hotel. So I was able to go there and meet Booker T. He was one of the people that were there. So that was
fun. He is a Hall of Famer, all right.
Yes.
And he was even the king. He even won the King of the Ring tournament too a long time ago. Yeah.
Yes, yes, he's accomplished a lot of stuff.
Now, this is something new that I have not did before. I thought I drew an inspirational quote out for women empowerment. So I know this will probably be something that you might like. So, and this is actually from a good person that I really love, which is Michelle Obama. So this is a good quote from a former First Lady. There is no limit to what we as women can accomplish. And this is from Michelle Obama.
It's a great quote and very true.
When I seen the quote, I said, oh yeah, I got to use this quote. I said, I know Shamika would probably would like this quote.
Absolutely.
And it kind of tied in a little bit too for what we were talking about. So.
Absolutely.
I am your host, Angelique. This has been another episode of Angie Everett Show. Now I want to say thanks to my special guest. Thanks, Shamika.
Thank you for having me.
Now, do not forget to use Angie Everett Show to like me on Facebook. Follow me on Instagram at Angie EE Show. Now, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Angie Everett Show. Or go to my website, AngeliqueShow.com. I'm Angelique, and I'm rocking it.